Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live in New York City talking about in and everything. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and Owner. Have Wheels Will Clean. I want to take time to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping some hot nuggets to help you live your best life. With this weekend being Valentine's Day, I decided to come on and tell you about the special love that you should be showing your significant other. It is called the Agape Love. Happy Valentine's Day to all my listeners and their significant others. I hope you show your appreciation and gratitude for having that special person in your life, okay? Physical love is quite different from agape love. Agape love is the love that God puts on the inside of us to show compassion towards each other. So by this being Valentine's Day, agape love is the kind of love you should be showing your spouse or significant other, okay? The physical love is okay, but the agape love is that special kind of love that only God can provide to you. So I want you to work on that if you're not doing it or having it in your heart to show your significant other this weekend how special and how grateful you are that they are a part of your life. A lot of people are doing a lot of different things this year with this pandemic going on. But, you know, agape love is governed by the little things that you do. I mean, you don't have to have a whole lot of money to show agape love to your significant other, okay? I mean, just a kiss, just a hug, just a, I love you, you know, that will make that person feel so, so special. Let me tell you, a lot of people think the candy and the roses and all of that, that's just temporary. That's just temporary. The hug is something that you, the feeling that you get from that hug or that kiss, I mean, that's something that's going to stay in your mind for quite a long time. The flower's going to die. You're going to eat up all the candy. After that, it's gone. So do ensure your spouse the little things this weekend. I was talking to a passenger on yesterday. They're on the way back to Dallas-Fort Worth, which is scheduled to have a snowstorm there. Can you believe it? A snowstorm in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. So I reminded her that even though she's leaving Orlando, Florida, where she probably would have had a better Valentine's Day with the sunshine, she's going home to that snow where she can just snuggle up and get a cup of hot chocolate and just, you know, love on her significant other. So, guys, I know you're running out there getting those roses and that candy, but a woman wants to feel loved. She wants to feel it. She doesn't want, you know, that temporary love where it's here today and gone tomorrow. So this is one nugget I'm telling you. Do that special candlelight dinner on tomorrow night. You know, you can get them rose petals on the floor and on the bed. And just cuddle. just cuddle. Sometimes it's just good to just hold somebody. That's all they want. They don't want you talking. They just want to be in your arms with that hug to let them know that you're there for them and that you are not going anywhere. That's the second nugget. You need to make your significant other feel secure that this is an everlasting situation. With this pandemic, we're hearing about so many divorces, which we know that is just Satan trying to destroy what God has given to you. Because marriage is a covenant. It's something not to be taken lightly. It's something between you and God. So a lot of people get married for many different reasons, and the love is not there. So when the honeymoon is over and this person really show you who they are, you know, you're ready to just jump ship and like, let me go on to the next one, because you're definitely not who I thought you were. But you've got to get that agape love. Anybody thinking about getting married? Get some Christian counseling. Get that agape love in your heart, because that's the only kind of love that's going to be everlasting. That temporary lust feeling or whatever, that's not going to last, and it's not going to keep your marriage together either. Because people change, bodies change, things change. So if you don't have the agape love from God, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. I see why he came and gave us the commandment. He left one commandment, that we love one another. Out of all the other commandments he gave to Moses, this is the commandment that Jesus himself walked on this earth to show, that we can love each other without all this drama going around in this world. So I also want to send a shout out to all my listeners that's not able to be with their spouses this Valentine's Day for whatever reason. You still can show the love. You might can't do the physical love, but, you know, definitely call or, you know, send a card, money, whatever. But there's a lot of people that's not being able to be with their significant other this weekend. But you can send that love. You can send that love to them and let them know that you're there to the end. And you're not going to just jump ship and leave them high and dry. It's a very special day because, I mean, Valentine's Day should be every day. I don't think it should be once a year. If you love your spouse, Valentine's Day should be every day. Okay, and it should be every day because of that agape love, not the physical things, not the temporary things, but the way that you show that person that you got their back and that you are definitely the person that God ordained for you to be with for the rest of your life. I know a lot of people are going, you know, different places and stuff. Just be safe out there with this second wave of the pandemic. It's a lot of death going on right now in the world. So just be safe. Just be safe. And like I said, just show that agape love to your spouse or significant other this weekend, along with getting out of that traditional situation with the candy and the roses and all of that. Just hug, kiss, and just give some reassurance that you're there for the long haul, and that whatever you go through, that God is in the middle with you and he can take you through any situation. Satan knows his time is coming near end, and he's out here running rapid, putting a lot of fear in people with this pandemic. But God said he is in control. He is in control. And he did not give us a spirit of fear. So don't live in fear. Use your common sense and wisdom that God has given to you. And just be safe. I mean, don't just think of yourself. Think of other people. Because this is a silent killer. This virus is a silent killer. A lot of people walking around don't even know they have it and spreading it to other people. And they're the ones suffering and dying from it. So again, this weekend, be safe. Be careful. You know the three W's. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. And wear your mask. Wash your hands. And the third W is wear that mask. Okay? I don't really do news, but I'm hearing that they're requesting that we wear a double mask with the second wave of this pandemic coming. So with that said, I know I'm going to stay home because I can't hardly wear the first mask and breathe with that. So wearing a double mask is definitely a no-no for me. But it is your personal decision how you handle that. But I just wanted to come on today and wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day, give you some nuggets to get out of that tradition, and ask God to put that agape love in your heart this weekend for your significant other so you can show them love every single day of your life. Broadcasting from Vashani Radio, I Heart Life from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vashani Radio app. We're live from New York City, talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com, order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Was Not Supposed to Live. It will definitely be a blessing. And if you don't want to read it, I also have it on audio book. I will read it to you. It will truly, truly be a blessing to your life. Again, I want to thank all of my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week and taking these nuggets that we drop and hoping it will help you live the best life you should live. Again, this show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Have Wills Will Clean. All is well. Show a different kind of love this weekend. You know, you have to change up stuff and spice it up. So, hope everybody have a great, happy Valentine's Day, a safe one. And until next week, same time, same station. All is well. Be blessed. God loves you, and so do I.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Vashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.